Pod Quiz 1106. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1106. Before we start, I would like to thank MPW, who came up with the idea for round two this week. Also, we have some guest hosts doing round four. They are mystery guest hosts at the moment.
Round one.
We're going to have a connections music round this week, where there are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And number five will be the connection between the four. This round comes courtesy of Stuart, and I'm to say, Graham, you're not here to make a remake of Driving Miss Daisy. You can go a bit quicker.
Question one. You don't know what to say. Question two. You want me to mass persuaded? I don't mean to sound degraded, but with a face like that, you got nothing to laugh about. A red lips, hair and fingernails. I hear you and me, no Jezebel. Let's go upstairs and read my tarot card. Come on. I hear the ticking of. Question three. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though. Question four. Maybe he'll wonder where you are. I don't care. Here is where time is on our side. Take you there. Take you there. Question five.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the connection between those four songs.
Round two.
Round two is on the FIFA World Cup.
Question six.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup is being hosted by three countries. The USA is one. Name the other two.
Question 7.
In which year was the first FIFA World Cup held? 1930, 1960, or 1991?
Question 8.
With a total of five titles, which South American country has won the men's competition the most?
Question 9.
With 16 goals, Miroslav Klose is the all-time leading scorer in Men's World Cup history. Which country did he play for?
Question 10.
The FIFA Women's World Cup has been held every 4 years since 1992. Who are the current champions, defeating England in the final in Australia in 2023?
Round three.
Round three is a quickfire round on golfers. For each of the following five questions, I will name a famous player of golf, and I would like you to tell me the country they come from.
Question 11.
Seve Ballesteros.
Question 12.
Kathy Whitworth.
Question 13.
Gary Player.
Question 14.
Annika Sorenstam.
Question 15.
Vijay Singh.
Round 4.
Hi, I'm Ben.
I'm Andrew.
And with our mom, we're recording this segment as a surprise for our dad's 50th birthday.
He's a longtime listener of the show and a big fan of board games. So today we're giving you guys some board game trivia to celebrate his day.
Question 16.
The games Finspan and Wormspan are both spin-offs of a popular board game based on which group of animals?
Question 17.
Doing what action three times in a row will get you sent to jail in Monopoly?
Question 18.
The chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov was famously beaten by a supercomputer in 1997. What is the name of that supercomputer?
Question 19.
In the game Settlers of Catan, what number on the two dice moves the robber token?
Question 20.
In the board game Terraforming Mars, which of these factors are not a requirement to finish the game? A. The planet's oxygen level. B. The amount of ocean tiles placed. C. The planet's temperature. Or D. The number of forests.
We shall be back in just a minute with the answers after Maya Fete la Barba en los 80 with Equipo de Fútbol.
Los presos de furia, los profundos del caos, los buitres con el pico rojo, sangre, no encuentran carne fresca para devorar, ya está toda podrida, como los ojos que la mira, una condena de muerte. Resulta en la voz de un viejo enemigo. Se tendrá el valor o la cobardía.
And now, the answer.
Number one was One Day Like This by Elbow.
So throw those curtains wide. One day like this again, it's city ride.
Number two was Stay With Me by The Faces.
Stay with me. Stay with me. For tonight you better stay.
Number three was Alone,
Alone.
By Heart.
Now,
and number four was Road to Nowhere by the Talking Heads.
We're on
for number five, The Connection, it is Body Parts. All of the band names had body parts: Elbow, Faces, Heart, Talking Heads.
Round two.
Round 2 was on the FIFA World Cup, and the answer to number 6, in addition to the USA, the 2026 competition is being hosted by Canada and Mexico. Number 7, the inaugural FIFA World Cup was held in 1930. Number 8, the country to have won the men's competition the most is Brazil. Number 19, Miroslav Klose played for Germany. And number 10, the current holders of the FIFA Women's World Cup are Spain.
Round 3.
Round 3 was the quickfire round on golfers, and the answer to number 11, Sefi Ballesteros, came from Spain. Number 12, Kathy Whitworth, was the USA. Number 13, Gary Player, is South Africa. Number 14, Annika Sorenstam, is Sweden. And number 15, Vijay Singh, is Fiji.
Round 4.
Now the answers.
Question 16.
We asked about the two spin-offs of a popular board game based on a group of animals. The original game here was Wingspan, which is based around birds.
Question 17.
We asked how players will get sent to jail in Monopoly by doing the same thing 3 times in a row. In Monopoly, rolling doubles on the dice 3 times sends you to jail.
Question 18.
In this question, we asked about a famous chess match where Grandmaster Garry Kasparov was bested by a supercomputer. The supercomputer that won was IBM's Deep Blue.
Question 19.
We asked what number rolled on the dice moves the robber in Catan. To move the robber in Catan, you must roll a 7.
Question 20.
Which endgame criteria for the game Terraforming Mars is not a requirement to complete the game? The answer was D, the number of forests on the planet. In Terraforming Mars, forests are not required to end the game.
Happy birthday, Dad!
Thanks to Ben, Andrew and Marcy, and happy birthday to Roger. That's it for Pod Quiz 1106. We have some messages. Happy birthday to my wonderful husband, Elliot. Thanks for being the best Pod Quiz Roger buddy a girl can have. Here's to many more. Love, Christina. Happy 30th anniversary to Chris and Stirl from Caitlin. And happy 40th birthday to Stephen. This shout-out comes from your wife, Gina Rose, who wants to celebrate your big milestone and your work pioneering underwater virtual reality. Wishing you a year filled with adventure, travel and plenty of correct pod quiz answers. Bye now.